भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 36। श्री दक्ष उवाच अहो असाधो साधूनां साधुलिंगेन नस्त्वया असाद्वकारी अर्बकानां भिक्षोर्मार्गपदार्सिता। श्रीदक्ष उवाच अहो असाधो साधूनां साधुलिंगेन नस्त्वया असाद्वकारी अर्बकानां भिक्षोर्मार्ग प्रदार्सिता। श्री दक्ष उवाच साधु साधु नाम माताजी प्लीज। Sri Daksha Vacha. Prajapati Daksha said, Aho Asado, O greatly dishonest non-devotee, Sadhunam, of the society of devotees and great sages, Sadhu Lingena, wearing the dress of a saintly person, na unto us, twaya by you, asadhu, a dishonesty, akari has been done, arbakanam, of poor boys who were very inexperienced, Bhikshu Marga, the path of a beggar or mendicant, sannyasi, Pradarsita, shown. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Prajapati Daksha said, "Alas, Narada Muni, you wear the dress of a saintly person, but you are not actually a saint. Indeed, although I am now in Grihastha life, I am a saintly person. By showing my sons the path of renunciation, you have done me an abominable injustice." Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Sanyasera alpachidra sarvaloka gaya." Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 1251. In society, one will find many sannyasis, vanaprasthas, grihasthas and brahmacharis. But if all of them properly live in accordance with their duties, they are understood to be sadhus. Prajapati Daksha was certainly a sadhu because he had executed such great austerities that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, appeared before him. Nevertheless, he had a fault-finding mentality. He improperly thought Narada Muni to be a sadhu or non-saintly because Narada had foiled his intentions. Desiring to train his sons to become grihasthas fully equipped with knowledge, Daksha had sent them to execute austerities by Narayana Saras. Narada Muni, however, taking advantage of their highly elevated position in austerity, instructed them to become Vaishnavas in the renounced order. This is the duty of Narada Muni and his followers. They must show everyone the path of renouncing this material world and returning home back to Godhead. Prajapati Daksha, however, could not see the exaltedness of the duties Narada Muni performed in relation to his sons. Unable to appreciate Narada Muni's behavior, Daksha accused Narada of being a sadhu. The word Bhikshor Marga, the path of the renounced order, are very insignificant in this regard. A sannyasi is called Tridanda Bhikshu because his duty is to beg alms from the homes of grihasthas and to give grihasthas spiritual instructions. A sannyasi is allowed to beg from door to door, but a grihastha cannot do so. Grihasthas may earn their living according to four divisions of spiritual life. A brahmana grihastha may earn his livelihood by becoming a learned scholar and teaching people in general how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He may also assume the duty of worship himself. Therefore, it is said that only brahmanas may engage in deity worship, and they may accept as prasad whatever people offer the deity. Although a brahmana may sometimes accept charity, it is not for his personal maintenance, but for the worship of the deity. Thus, a brahmana does not stock anything for his future use. Similarly, kshatriyas may collect taxes from the citizens, and they must also protect the citizens, enforce rules and regulations, and maintain law and order. Vaishyas should earn their livelihood through agriculture and cow protection, and Shudras should maintain their livelihood by serving the three higher classes. Unless one becomes a brahmana, one cannot take sannyas. Sannyasis and brahmacharis may beg alms door to door, but a grihastha cannot. Prajapati Daksha condemned Narada Muni because Narada, a brahmachari, who could beg from door to door, had made sannyasis of Daksha's sons, who were being trained to be grihasthas. Daksha was extremely angry at Narada because he thought that Narada had done him a great injustice. According to Daksha's opinion, Narada Muni had misled Daksha's inexperienced sons. అస్వాదు అఖారి అర్బఖానాం. దక్ష రిగార్డెడ్ హిస్ సన్స్ యాజ్ ఇన్నసెంట్ బాయ్స్ హూ హ్యాడ్ బీన్ మిస్లెడ్ వెన్ నారద షోడ్ దెమ్ ద రినౌన్స్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ కన్సిడరేషన్స్ ప్రజాపతి దక్ష charged that Narada Muni was a sadhu and should not have adopted the dress of a sadhu. This is a very interesting purport coming up. Sometimes a saintly person is misunderstood by grihasthas, especially when he instructs their young sons to accept Krishna consciousness. Generally, a grihastha thinks that unless one enters grihastha life, he cannot properly enter the renounced order. If a young man immediately adapts the path of the renounced order in accordance with instructions of Narada or a member of his disciplic succession, his parents become very angry. This same phenomenon is occurring in our Krishna consciousness movement. Because we are instructing all the young boys in the Western countries to follow the path of renunciation. We allow grihastha life, but a grihastha also follows the path of renunciation. Even a grihastha has to give up so many bad habits that his parents think his life has been practically destroyed. We allow no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling and no intoxication. And consequently the parents wonder how, if there are so many no's, one's life can be positive. The Western countries, especially these four prohibited activities, practically constitute the life and soul of the modern population. Therefore, parents sometimes dislike our movement, just as Prajapati Daksha disliked the activities of Narada and accused Narada of dishonesty. Nevertheless, although parents may be angry at us, we must perform our duty without hesitation, because we are in the disciplic succession from Narada Muni. People addicted to householder life wonder how one can give up the enjoyment of grihastha life, which is a concession for sex enjoyment, simply to become a mendicant in Krishna consciousness. They do not know that the householder's concession for sex life cannot be regulated unless one accepts the life of a mendicant. The Vedic civilization therefore enjoins that at the end of one's 50th year, one must give up household life. This is compulsory. However, because modern civilization is misled, householders want to remain in family life until death, and therefore they are suffering. In such cases, the disciples of Narada Muni advise all the members of the younger generation to join the Krishna consciousness movement immediately. There is nothing wrong in this. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరందసి గణంజన శలాకాయ చక్షురున్మిలితమేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే దేవమృత స్వామినితి నామిని. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామిని. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే. సో ప్రభుపాద్ బిగిన్స్ ద ప్రపోర్ట్ బై సెయింగ్ సన్యాసేర అల్పచిద్ర సర్వలోక గాయ, దట్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ప్రభుపాద్ సెయింగ్ that in society one will find many sannyasis, vanaprasthas, grihasthas and brahmacharis, but if all of them properly live in accordance with their duties, they are understood to be sadhus. But Kali Yuga, it's very difficult. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada gave the example of his neighbor who would, who was a grihastha with wife and children, but every morning he would put on the robes of a sadhu. He had a set of robes of a sadhu. And he was going around collecting. And then in the evening he would come home and change into his, back into his householder attire and, you know, have dinner with the wife and children. And Prabhupada was seeing many instances like this, and Prabhupada was laughing as he was saying this. Even Prabhupada gave an example how his friend invited him to come and see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, come and meet him for the first time. But Prabhupada was reluctant. Because as we all know, how Prabhupada said, his father was a very pious person, so he would come, he would invite many, many sadhus to his home and feed them. And sadhus would eat nice prasadam. And then at the end, Prabhupada's father would beg them to bless that Prabhupada will become a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. But then later after they go out, Prabhupada would see them like smoking ganja and smoking bidi and like this. So when Prabhupada was invited by his friend to go and meet his spiritual master, Prabhupada said, you know, I had enough of these sadhus. I've seen it all, but I'm, you know, now we're dependent nation. That's what Prabhupada even told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur when he met him. Who will take this message seriously? We are being ruled by the British. And to that we know how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur defeated Srila Prabhupada saying, you know, this message is very important, it can wait. Today, yesterday Muslims were ruling us, today the British is ruling, tomorrow somebody else will be ruling us. But this message should go out. So Prabhupada was very clear on this point of how the devotees should behave properly. Prabhupada also said many times that it's better to be a sweeper on the street than to live in an ashram and think about opposite sex and money. So, sweeper on the street in the United States is very respectable position, but if, you know, Prabhupada is talking about sweeper on the street in India, it's a very different situation. Also, one time, Prabhupada was being interviewed by this lady, and she was talking about many subject matters. But Prabhupada brought her to this point of discussion. Prabhupada was asking her, just like the cow, it gives you milk. And we take so much milk and she's like our mother. And it is it, because this lady was asking, what do you think about our culture? She's a, you know, American lady. And Prabhupada said, what culture? He said, you drinking milk and you cutting the throat of your mother, what kind of culture is that, that cuts the throat of their own mother just because she is old? And this lady didn't expect such an answer. She was startled. But as we know, Prabhupada wouldn't let go of the point. He was repeatedly hammering and she was like bewildered and she wanted to change the topic. So she said, let's discuss some philosophy. Prabhupada said, what's the use of philosophy? Without good character, Prabhupada said, philosophy has very little or no value at all. So this way Prabhupada was pointing out. Prabhupada also said many times that my disciples will be known, of course it applies to the grand disciples, great-grand disciples, that they will be known as ladies and gentlemen. So Prabhupada had big hope from us. And in this purport, it's amazing, Prabhupada is talking about how Prajapati Daksha, he had the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada says that undoubtedly he is a sadhu. There is, that's what he says. He says, Prajapati Daksha saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead and undoubtedly is sadhu, but still he had this fault-finding mentality. It's amazing. After seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and doing so much service for him, Daksha had this misunderstanding about Narada Muni, and he still had this fault-finding mentality. I was just thinking, what is my position? What is our position? Somehow or other, we think like by doing some inattentive rounds, you know, we're better than everybody else. But here we can see that how serious is this business of cleansing the heart. It's a very serious business. We have actually a lot of work to do. The beautiful thing is Srila Prabhupada's mercy coming, in the disciplic succession of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so potent that we are seeing in ISKCON that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, so many of his disciples and non-disciples are becoming so advanced and so free from envy. It is happening. Whatever, like even Daksha didn't have the qualities the disciples and grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada are developing. It's very amazing. It's like recently I was listening to a lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and he was mentioning how there was this brahmachari in the Bhaktivedanta hospital. He was actually leaving his body. He was like paralyzed. He was in a lot of pain. He was just about to leave his body. And then Mother Yamuna, Prabhupada disciples, the famous Mataji, she's also sick and she's in the hospital. So she came to see this brahmachari. And she was in the wheelchair and he was lying down on the bed. So all of a sudden he became so restless and he started communicating so desperately, even though he couldn't talk or walk or move. And the brahmacharis, the servant brahmacharis that are serving him, serving the brahmachari that's leaving his body, can understand that he doesn't want to be in the higher position when a Prabhupada disciple is on the lower position. So he was like insisting, and it's not a show. I mean, when you have a headache, you couldn't be bothered who's walking by, who's saying what, you know. This person is dying, nobody would have thought anything different. But he was so into this Vaishnava etiquette of humility and non-envious nature that he wanted to come on the ground so he's not above this Prabhupada disciple. And this Mataji was actually telling Radhanath Maharaj, like, what an amazing advanced brahmachari disciple of yours he was. And everybody was speaking about, you know, it is actually amazing. Even till the last moment, these values were held up high. This etiquette and non-enviousness. But these qualities are not actually automatic. Unfortunately, there's no like cruise control in bhakti yoga. It's as long as we're thinking we're so cool and we're so better than others and we just like, you know, do some, you know, inattentive sadhana and then all of a sudden something magic is going to happen and we're going to become like this Paramahamsa personalities we're discussing. No, the magic actually happened when we met the devotees or when we came across ISKCON. But now we have to pay the price. We should be willing to change we should show Krishna that we are willing to pay the price. We should be begging Krishna that we want these qualities, we want to change. It's nothing special about the way we are. A devotee is always praying. It's like my Guru Maharaj, he always says, he prays to the deities to give him the enthusiasm of a new bhakta and the maturity of a senior Vaishnava. He's always praying like that. So a devotee is always praying, he's never satisfied with the way he is, the way we are. And that's when we stay on the platform of Atmavan Manyate Jagat, Prabhupada says. The whole world is like the mirror of our mind. However we are, we think everybody is like us. It's like a very beautiful example given was that one man was sleeping under a tree and one alcoholic walked past and thought, my God, this guy has been drinking all night. Look at him, you know. How is he sleeping? And the next person came was a thief. He said, my God, this guy has been looking for some booty all night, you know. Trying to like rob someone and so tired in the morning. And another sadhu came by and said, my God, he must have been doing some bhajan all night. Look at this poor person, how he's resting, you know, even after sunset. So this is the position, whatever we are, we think everybody else is like us. That's a very unfortunate position. But Krishna said to Arjuna, the only qualification for you to understand this message that I'm speaking is that you're non-envious. You're non-envious of me. The same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that just chant Harinam and don't find fault with others. If you just do these two things, I will surely take you back home, back to Godhead. You only requested these two things. Prabhupada says our life in this world is like Diwali germs, he calls it germs. Diwali insects. He says, fat, 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 fat. How the fire is blazing, you can see in Mayapur. At night, when there's a lamp, then millions of them come to the fire, like flocking, thinking, looking for happiness. And their whole life, they take birth at night time, they grow at night time, same night. They take birth, they grow, they have sex, they produce children, and they die also, just within like... Between the sunset and sunrise, they've never seen it. They've never seen the sunrise. Because their life only like, few hours. So our life is also very, very similar. We only like live for few hours. So much so nobody will ever even notice that we existed. It's a very insignificant position. Even though we have come to imitate Krishna, it's just so insignificant. But we are so puffed up. The ego, ahankara, vimudatma, Krishna says, is one of the material ingredients. Bhumi, rapo, analo, vayu, kam, mano, buddhi, revacha. Ahankara ithyame, Krishna says, it's one of the ingredients, false ego. Makes us think we are something extraordinary and we will hold on, we would rather hold on to all these bad qualities than to give them up and open the heart for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It's very unfortunate. Many times people say we should have a heart like gold or silver or something like that. But the Vaishnava philosophy says our heart should be soft and clean and pure like butter. That Krishna will come and steal it. So this is the position, this is what is Prabhupada requesting of us. Simplicity and just pure heart. And Prabhupada is talking about in the next paragraph how a saintly person is sometimes misunderstood. Even Daksha had the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was still not understanding the good intentions of Narada Muni. Prabhupada actually said, when he first came, to United States, he was thinking in the Jaladuta, as soon as I go to the United States and tell these people about the regulative principles, they will put me back on the next ship, you know, and ship me back to India. And Prabhupada was thinking like that. And another instant, Prabhupada actually said, if they actually knew why I've come for, they would have killed me. Because, like Prabhupada says, so many no's. In one lecture, Prabhupada said, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling. The demons will die, Prabhupada said. So the demons, I mean the materialistic people, in other words, cannot stand what Prabhupada has come to give. And the fact is that there is always personalities like Daksha exist, and personalities like Narada Muni exist. It's like Prabhupada was asked one time, what happens if everybody joins your Hare Krishna movement? Prabhupada said, don't worry, there will always be some fools like you who will not join and continue this material world. So this is what Prabhupada's reply was to that person. So there's always been personalities like Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, Daksha, Narada Muni. And that's why Prabhupada told one of his disciples, when did I ever tell you that preaching is easy? When did I ever tell you? Because these disciples was complaining to Prabhupada and how they went through this difficulty and that difficult. And even my humble life, I was thinking like when I came across Krishna consciousness, I was thinking how this process is so amazing, so wonderful. And all my family, they are like Vaishnavas. So I was thinking now then I can bring everybody to Krishna consciousness. But then, to my surprise, they were not joining Krishna consciousness, but everybody was so upset. Everybody was so upset. And so much so, they were actually saying like, why have you had such an exalted birth? Now you've joined the Hare Krishna movement and ruining the family reputation. So many like bad comments and criticisms and trying to distract me. Why can't you be like normal? What is this? Why you have to be always doing something different? Why can't you just be like a normal person? So I was thinking so many people will come and join, but only Vaninath is here with me, all the people I preached. It's good news, good thing, but it's a very rare thing. So that's the nature of the world, is we are just trying to do something nice and just going on with our business, but then all of a sudden we are misunderstood. Or we misunderstand. It's actually very painful. Even Krishna complains in the Bhagavad Gita that he's being misunderstood. Imagine Krishna hearing these more new age yogis discussing the Bhagavad Gita. How he would feel, you know. Krishna says, avajananti mam muda manushim tanum ashritam. He is actually very upset how these fools come to this conclusion that he doesn't have a form, he doesn't have a taste, he doesn't have personality. So all these things, even Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is upset. And he is misunderstood. What to speak of us? One nice devotee was saying how painful it is to be misunderstood. Like, Narada Muni is trying to give the topmost to his sons, but Daksha is thinking is being like abominable injustice is causing, Prabhupada says. So one nice devotee was saying how every time he went on Harinam, you know, to distribute Krishna consciousness, when he comes home, his wife would say like, oh, where you been? And the devotee say, oh, I went on Harinam. And the wife would say, oh, you're looking for another woman other than me? Is that the reason why you're so fixed up in your Harinam? And the devotee is like, what are you talking about? Say, yeah, I understand. I'm getting old now that you go and find your suitable partner. That's why you're so enthusiastic. But Harinam. So this devotee was actually like broken hearted. how in the world they can come to such conclusions? It's nothing but misunderstanding. Prabhupada gives a nice example how this farmer, he had a watchdog, and he let his child, small child, under the protection of the watchdog, and he went to do the farming. And when he came back, the dog had like blood all over his face, and he was like greeting the owner with so much enthusiasm. So the farmer thought, oh, this dog has eaten my child. And immediately, without thinking twice, he killed the dog. But then when he went in the room, he saw how the child is still there, but there was a snake. The dog has killed the snake. But the farmer didn't, wait long enough to see what the reality is. He came to an abrupt conclusion and killed the dog. So this is the position of the material world. It's actually spreading Krishna consciousness. It's actually a thankless task. We can see from the history of all the people that were trying to spread Krishna consciousness. Even Jesus said, if people don't hate you, that means you're doing something wrong. That's what he told his disciple. But Krishna certifies this as being the greatest act of compassion. This is the opinion of Krishna. Who cares about what anyone else thinks? If you please Supreme Personality of Godhead, we'll go back to Godhead. But the times are becoming actually more and more favorable. Now the prediction is the cucumber is going to cost 10 bucks for a piece. So this kind of hope in economy and happiness is finished. So we will have more and more customers, and it's very auspicious, even though the world is going to hell, like literally falling apart. But it's good, because Queen Kunti says, any situation that makes you closer to Krishna, that's a very auspicious situation. And anything that makes you forget Krishna, that's very inauspicious. So if everything is going so nicely, and then we're not coming to Krishna consciousness, that's actually a very inauspicious situation. But now the time is very suitable for outreach work. So we just have to become more and more experts and more available and be friends with people and inject them with Krishna consciousness. So we'll stop there. Thank you for your kind attention. Sorry that I'm speaking again after I just spoke a few days ago, but that was last month. I had only one opportunity last month to speak, and this is the beginning of new month, so Omkar is not being partial, believe me. I'm just rarely getting chances. Anybody have any... Yes, Sachitanoi Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Reading about the attitude and behavior of Daksha, how he's cursing Narada Muni due to the, attachment, frustration, anger, and appears like he's finding fault on him, genuinely finding fault because of his lacking of Krishna consciousness. So, in a society like Krishna consciousness, where we're beginners, a lot of us were being trained to be Krishna conscious. Sometimes we might have those things, a lot of us we have. So what will be your advice for devotees that sometimes, misinterpret things, misread things, or miscommunicate, or, maybe sometimes they have some genuine way to rectify things or tell some devotees something. And it may be actually true, you're doing something wrong, but it appears to be fault-finding. So what would you advise or what would you say for the improvement of both sides? To the one who is being told and the one who is telling. to.
Yeah, it's always if it's your business, if it's your position, right? It's many things involved. It's basically, if you're going to correct someone, are you in that position? Are you the authority, or do you have friendship? If you don't have friendship and you don't have good intentions and you're not in a position, then you're just going to, you know, not have any impact on that person. And it's always explained that, you know, it's the motivation. Do we really want to help that person, or, you know, do we just want to minimize him so, you know, we look like we're superior? So it's always, you know, it's explained, even the psychologists say it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's like even in, I spoke to one Guru Kuli, he was saying how every time he was doing something naughty, his mother would sit him down and punish him and said, chant Hare Krishna. So now every time he picks up the beads, he feels like he's being punished, because it's, you know, it's done something to the psychology. So it's a very sensitive thing, and we should always be careful. It's like they say in India, example, like if a fine cloth falls on a thorny bush, you cannot rip it. You have to be very gentle. So that's what it is. It's who we are. Are we in a position? Is it our business? Or is it your friend? Or how you really care? Then, you know, we will become expert at administering, like candy-coated medicine. Because people are more and more coming from such a disastrous upbringing, that even you tell them something, it's like walking on thin ice, you know. You mean well and you're saying something to correct them, then they immediately like blow up. And they like almost like leave Krishna consciousness or something, because, you know, they've been abused so much in childhood. So many factors involved. The main thing is we have to pray to Krishna to give us the intelligence if we really want to help, or if it's our position. Is it okay, Prabhu? Anything you want to add, Suhas Prabhu, to that? Jai. Thank you for your kind attention. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.